Look at this. Bread. How many of you like bread?
I do.
Do you like bread? Good. What kind of bread do you all like?
I like peanut butter.
You like peanut butter bread? Never heard of it.
You do,
you really? I got wheat bread. Wheat bread is supposed to be healthy for you, and it also comes from all of our farmers. So I'm supporting all of your families by buying your wheat and eating wheat bread, although I know it's not what it's made from, but that's okay. But the point is that Jesus visits with a woman this morning, and Jesus actually finds a woman, and this woman is not a believer in Jesus. Anyway, she's not supposed to be a believer in Jesus. She's from the far north part of Israel, a place called Tyre and Sidon, and these people are heathens. They do not believe in God because they have their false gods. But here comes this woman crying out to Jesus, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me, for my daughter is possessed by a demon." How does this woman know that Jesus is the Lord? How does she know that Jesus is the Son of David, the Messiah? How does she know this? Well, Jesus tells her that it's not right to throw the bread to the dogs. And Jesus isn't talking about this kind of bread, by the way. Jesus is talking about the Holy Gospel. Now, we all know the Holy Gospel, right? The Gospel is that Jesus came and He died on the cross, and He shed His blood for us, and He washed away all of our sins, and He rose on the third day, and He ascended into heaven. But Jesus isn't staying in heaven, is He? Jesus is going to come back and take us to be with Him. Well, this woman who lives far to the north, who's a heathen, she's heard this. And guess what? She believes. She believes what she's heard. She believes that Jesus is the Messiah. And so Jesus tells her that the bread that He is not to give to her is actually His ministry, that word of the Holy Gospel. But she says, "Yes, Lord, that's true, but even the crumbs from the master table fall to all of us." And the little crumbs that she's talking about is the crumbs of the gospel. Even the unbeliever hears about Jesus' ministry, the bread, but they don't always believe, but some people receive the crumbs. How many of you like the crumbs?
I do.
You like crumbs? Seems like, Cooper, you like everything. That's good.
I like blueberries.
You like blueberries. They're good for your brain. So even a Canaanite woman has received the crumbs. She's heard small little bits of the whole bread. But just small little bits, as you see here. And even those small little bits have taken root into her heart. And she believes that God is God, that Jesus is the Messiah. And she will not give up. And this is good for us, my dear ones, because this woman is showing us what great faith is. Faith is believing Jesus, even if you hear about the little crumbs and you don't hear about the whole gospel. Great faith is taking hold of Jesus and never, ever letting go. Do any of you have anything like that that you really, really love and you don't want to let go of it? Maybe mom or dad. But Jesus is even more valuable than them. Hate to say it, but it's true. Jesus is our Messiah. He is the Son of David. And when we take hold of Jesus and never let go of the gospel, what does Jesus promise? What does He tell the woman? "Oh, woman, you have great faith. Oh, my dear friend, all of you, you have great faith. Let it be done to you as you so desire." And our desire is to be where? In heaven. You're right, Duncan. Our desire is to be with our Lord in heaven. So as we grasp Jesus in great faith, even though it may be crumbs, but here you don't hear crumbs, you hear the whole loaf. Take hold of Jesus, never let go. And have great faith, for Jesus has died for us, and He is coming again. Let's fold our hands, and let's bow our heads and close our eyes, and let us pray. Lord Jesus, even though You may feed us crumbs, they are still the value of the gospel. They are golden nuggets, O Lord. And even those crumbs, O Lord, can take root into our heart and grow and flourish to a whole loaf. Lord, we pray that Your ministry, the bread of life, may always be proclaimed here, O Lord, and may we always in faith take hold of you and never, ever let go. Help us, Lord Jesus, as the Canaanite woman said to you, help us. And in your great mercy, we pray, Lord Jesus, in your holy name. And all the children said,